So last week we talked about the Vamagayim, the Kai and Hevel and Shais. The connect Kinatai and Kavod. This is Apidaka de Maral. Avakali Lekaikas. We're talking about the Kayach, which the Maral calls Kayach Beguf. Then there's the Nefesh, and then there's the Neshama, Seichel. And then there's the body. So you have three Ruchniyistic components and one physical component. Kol Eilei Kechus, Ein Ben Ma'alas Etzem Adam. They don't have the advantage of being the essential person. These are not the essential person is not the body. The essential person is not the life force of the body, or the part of the soul that promotes or enables action, or even thought.
What were those in Hebrew?
Kayach beguf, nefesh, seichel, and then you have the guf. Man was created in the Tzelem, which we translate as image of God. And none of these things that we've mentioned represents the image of God. There's another chelik, another mila, an elevated part. An elevated aspect of man. Shu etzem adam, that's essential man. V'tzelem alaki, and this is what we refer to as the tzelem, the image of God, ashezehu alakol. It's above everything. V'zeh le'nasin le'ilu dal malchus, and this was not given to Bavel, Parasamadai, Yavan, and Eden. Klal Yisrael has the chelek, the aspect of the soul, which is lamala from all the other four halakim, and that's why that's called the tzelem elokim. And Hashem didn't give this to Dal Machayis. V'davar yedua, kikach amuzal. It brings the Gemara Masechta Shivamis, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Atem kriyim Adam. You, Klal Yisrael, are called Adam. Vein ha'umos kriyin Adam, and the nations are not called Adam. V'davar zeh b'yein rim kaima ketzelem elokim le'nasin rak le'yisrael v'leil umos. Let's look at the Gemara Yevamos. This is a very dangerous Gemara. You know, and all the time from the members of the other nations, they got their hands on the Talmud, and they usually use the services of apostates, mishumadim, people that have once learned Gemaras, and they gave this ammunition, promised ammunition, it's live ammunition, to our enemies, and they took it, distorted it, or they took it at face value, and used it against us. And I say dangerous. There were communities, entire communities, that were wiped out because of these distortions. Even in the 20th century, the 20th century is the previous century. Right? You are in the 21st century. The 20th century, the previous century, there was a famous trial. There was a Christian baby found in a cave somewhere, and the cave was near a factory, and the manager at a factory, his name was Mendel Bayless. Mendel Bayless was a from Yid. And he was an honest Yid, and the guy knew this, and they paid him the manager. But the factory was near the cave, and he's the manager, and he's Jewish. He must have done it. It's it. Case is proven. And that's about all the evidence that they had.
Of course, you need.
They don't need more than that. Where else are you going to get it from?
Nangayim?
And this was one of the Gemaras, the prosecution, they had no evidence. There was no evidence. The cave was near the factory. He's the manager, see, man? There's no circumstantial evidence. He's Jewish, he did it. And they had experts, that their experts brought forth all the mentions, all the times, that the relations, the way we relate to Gentiles in the Talmud are mentioned. All the mentions of the mention. And this is a dangerous Gemara. Atam Kriyam Adam. You are called man, and the Ummah Sa'ilam are not called man. Zak the Gemara. V'chein hayu Reb Shimon ben Yechai. Omer Reb Shimon ben Yechai used to say, Kivre ovde kechavim ena metamim ba'il. If someone's in a caver with a mace, and the mace is a mace of an ovde kechavim, even if he doesn't come into actual contact with the mace, you're just sharing a common roof. He's not tame, because kivre ovde kechavim are not metamim ba'il. Only the caver of a Jew is metame ba'al. So you see, we're talking about dead people. We're showing the difference between Jews and Goyim, but the dead ones.
That's even like in the guf part.
That's the guf part. I'm saying, the imam said exactly. Shenamar ve'etein tzayni tzaymarisi adam. And I grant my sheep, the sheep of my shepherding, Adam, man. So God is referring to Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael are God's sheep. And God is the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Adam. And the last word of the Pasuk is the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Dalet. Adam. You're my sheep. You're Adam. The Gemara Darshan from this Pasuk. Adam Atem, we're saying. Ve'etein tzayni tzayn marisi Adam Atem. And I grant my sheep, the sheep of my shepherding, you are Adam. Atam kriyin Adam, vein ovde kechavim kriyin Adam. You are called Adam, they're not called Adam. Rashi says, v'gabi tumas oil, siv, Adam kiyamas ba'il. So anyone that learns this Gemara says clearly a reference to the halacha of what's matame, and the Torah used the word Adam Kiyamas Ba'el, that one is only matame Ba'el if the Torah refers to him as Adam, and Hashem tells Klai Shal, Adam Adam, Shiyam Matame Ba'el. It doesn't mean to delegitimize the Gentiles, or Chas V'Shalom, to allow their blood to be spilled, and that's not the context of the Gemara, but it's a very dangerous Gemara. Taisa says Akasha from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, beginning of Avodah Zarah. Akum ha'isak b'teira, a Gentile that's involved in Torah learning, harihu kakayin gadol. He's like a high priest. Shenema asher yasa oisam ha'adam v'chaibam. Kahanim, so kahanim levim v'yishrem le'nemar el ha'adam. That it doesn't say that to learn Torah, to involve yourself in Torah, you have to be a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael. If you're Ha'adam, you can be Isaac with Torah. So it's a pasuk that says that anyone that's known as Ha'adam can be Isaac with Torah. So you see that the Gemara of Adizar dashes in the word Ha'adam, that an Akum can be Isaac with Torah, a guy can be Isaac with Torah. So he's called an Adam. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, Yesh Chiluk Bein Adam, LeHa'adam. The Gemara in Yevamos is talking about Klal Yisrael, says Adam Atem. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah that includes Gentiles in Levin Torah, it says Ha'adam. Asher Yasa Oisam Ha'adam. So Ha'adam includes non-Jews, and Adam is referring only to Jews. They state. Listen, they had a very big problem. There's a lot of ways of understanding this Gemara, why we're called Adam and they're not called Adam, and some of them are easier to understand than others. Some of them are more accepted. And, you know, you start going into the differences between a Jew and a Gentile, so then it comes off, no matter how you play it, it comes off the Jew's going to be superior to a Gentile. It doesn't play well in court. So they sent Shilas throughout all of Europe. You know, how do we answer this question? It's going to be raised. They were told, the lawyers, they had high-paid lawyers, the best lawyers in Russia. They didn't play around. They know, they lose the case, it's not just Mendel Bayless that's going to hang. And they use it as an excuse, Chas V'Shalom, to wipe out the whole communities. The psak was to say the pshat. The Atam Kriyam Adam, and Uma is not called Adam. It's not delegitimizing Gentiles. It's not meant to say that they're not Adam. The Gemara is saying, you're Adam, meaning you're one man. Adam is singular. You have a group of Gentiles, you've got Anashim. You have a group of Jews, you've got Adam. When it says Atam, Kriyam, Adam Atam, you're all one man. They said, look, you have this guy Mendel Bayless, he's on trial. And the whole world was in arms about it. They were getting telegrams and diplomatic protestations from all over the world, all the Jewish communities around the world, from Brazil, from the United States, from Europe. The Chutzpah were tumbled about it. You know, a blood libel in the 19th century. It was like maybe the early 1900s even. The early 1900s. But that's the Renaissance already. It's post-Renaissance. The world was in arms. And the mail was coming in, and the communications. They said they never met Mendel Bayless. No one knows Mendel Bayless. They're never going to see Mendel Bayless. Why are they doing this? Because when the foot hurts, then the heart cares, and the arm cares, and the eyes cares. Adam Adam. Gentiles are people, but you have many Gentiles. You have many people. That was the best shot. That was the pshat, which was the scabble. But the morale song is a real pshat. I mean, that might be a pshat, but that's not the pshat. He's telling us a real pshat. Because you call someone an Adam, if he's someone like Adam Arishan in Gan Eden, that's someone that's Adam. Someone that he has a resemblance to Adam Arishan in Gan Eden, to the one that Kadosh Baruch Hu made personally, the Kvayt of Atzma, he's called Adam. Someone that veered away from that, someone that, you know, is not part of that. Someone who by virtue of his choices chose not to be like Adam Arishan. He's not Adam. You're not allowed to kill him. He's a person. He's a person. He's not an Adam. Adam does not mean a person. That's the real pshat. Adam is Tzelem Elokim. So what is that? So Maral explains elsewhere. I'll tell you what he says elsewhere. He says that that we have a soul and they have a soul. But we have a soul that the soul is us. And the body is a tool to be wielded in the service of the soul. There's something about Nishmas Yisrael, it's called Tzura Nivdalas. That the Neshama is above the body. The body is the servant. The body is the robot, whatever you want to call it. The body is the one that performs the bidding of the Neshama. And the Neshama does not part and parcel of the body. It's Nivdal. The Shabbat is a melech. The body is the Eved. And that's something that Klal Yisrael has. That's the fifth chelek. The fifth chelek is that the four chalakim, they rise above the body. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan didn't need clothing, ki yadua. He only needed clothing following the chet of the Yitzhadas. Before the chet, he didn't need clothing. And the reason is because he already had clothing. Adam Rishon was his neshama. And the body is the levush from the neshama. So he had clothing. You don't need to put clothing on top of clothing. He viewed himself as a spiritual creature that's given a body because you can only do Torah and mitzvahs in this world with a body. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to serve him and do certain things that can only be done by a body. And that's Mekadoshim Shemayim. Be Mekadoshim Shemayim in a way that wasn't possible before Bria's Adam. That's the one thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world that we could be Mekadoshim Shemayim with a body, with a physical body. And before Hashem created that physical body, it wasn't possible. And that's what Hashem wanted. So that's why we have it. But the body's not the person. The body is what Hashem created in order that the person could be Mekadoshim Shemayim in a way that wasn't possible before. So you don't put clothing on top of clothing. That doesn't make sense. After the chet? So is the tetzah of the chet. Is it as you read them, the way Adam perceives himself? Adam perceives himself as, I'm a body. I have a neshama, because a body without a neshama is dead. The body is the melech. The neshama has to combine with the body. The neshama interacts with the body in order that the body should get what it wants. The neshama is part and parcel of the body. The neshama better get the body what the body wants. That's called the mutbas b'chemer. The tzura, which is mutbas b'chemer. It's mutba means sunken in. To chemer, that's the mud and the clay of the body. So it's tzura nivdalas, and it's tzura hamutbas b'chemer. So there's a life force. There's a kayach of kayach nafshi. There's even a seichel. But that's not an Adam. That's not an Adam. That's another way of saying this is the sherish of Klal Yisrael from Adam Rishon Kedem Echet, and the sherish of Akum is from Adam Rishon Echer Echet. And that's any Akum. And it could be a good, it could be a good one. It could be a good Gentile, but he's still not an Adam. He keeps Zayim Mitzvahs. He's still not an Adam.
So why is he compared to Kohen Gadol when he learns?
Rabbi Natan says he's called Ha'adam. That means, what is the difference between Adam and Ha'adam? They're very close. Lachari, the difference between Adam and Ha'adam. Ha'adam is a hey idea in front of it. If you know TikTok, a hey idea. The Adam. Okay, this is just a thought. The Klal Yisrael, each and every person in Klal Yisrael is called Adam. It doesn't. Someone's born to a Jewish mother is Adam. Even before he's done anything, he's an Adam. I mean, someone that's a Rasha is betraying his identity of an Adam. Right, and it's possible for someone to lose that title of Adam. It's possible for someone to lose that. Even a Jew could lose that. But a child that's born to a Jewish mother starts off being an Adam. And that's by any Jew. You don't have to be anything special in order to be an Adam. The average Gentile is not an Adam. If a Gentile rises above it, so he's something special. He's something, ha-Adam. He's, this is the the Gentile. It's an exception to the rule.
So by default, his upper chelak is pulled down by his lowers, but it could be pulled up. They could be pulled up.
I don't know. Zechariah, that did shayet for there be yetsim in a klal. He's a yetsim in a klal, and he has a shaykhus to become an adam, but it's an exception. Especially if he learns Torah. Where does it call a Gentile an Adam? It calls a Gentile an Adam by limitator. It doesn't call him a Adam anywhere else. It doesn't call him a Adam by Tumah. Torah, it doesn't call... No, Torah means any Torah.
Doesn't use the word Adam by...
No. Well, it uses it because Adam Arishan had the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Most of them. Yet Adam. No, Adam is by Torah. Adam is by Torah. If he learns the Shevet Mitzvah B'nai Noach, he's not like a Kohen Gadol. He's not. He can get a Chelek in Elam Haba, but he's not like a Kohen Gadol. Whatever that means. He's not like a Kohen Gadol. Why is it? Yeah, you could go by the words of his voice. So why is it called a Kohen Gadol? Because a Kohen Gadol he's an exception. There's only one Kohen Gadol. He's an exception among exceptions. He's the epitome of exceptions. So he's a yetzim in a klal. It's shayach for someone that is naturally not a talmid alkim to aspire to that. And since every Gentile has that potential, even if they don't learn Torah, but they have the potential. You know, it's all attitude. You know, they're created with a body, they're created with a soul. And in order for them to have a Tzalam Elokim, all they have to do is view themselves as souls. They don't have to do too much. It's an attitude change. They're very close. They have all the elements necessary to be with Tzalam Elokim. All it takes is to look at yourselves, look at the Iker, and see what the Iker is. And know what the Iker is. The Iker and the Tafel is the Tafel. The Neshama is the Iker and the Guf is the Tafel. It's very hard for them to do that. It's not natural for them to do that. And like we see, if you view your body like a tool in the hands of the Neshama, so the body is a Davar Kaddish, and then when it dies, then there's Tumah. There's only Tumah when something that should live forever fails. Tumah is a result of failure.
Adam himself wasn't a Jew. He was the only one who was destined to live forever.
Adam Rishon Kaidem was what we call a Jew. Achar Chet, he wasn't. It's whatever a Jew is.
But I mean that there was never... Okay, I'm sorry.
He kept Torah. He knew what the kosher animals were. He kept Kol Torah Kula.
He could eat animals, didn't he?
Afterwards.
You didn't ask us until after Noah, right?
Yeah. Noach, that's the right, Noach learned Torah.
They had to know Torah if they were stealing less than two
times. Yeah, by Gentiles, it's about Gzela Pachta Vashavu Kuta, it's fine. They're Amoratim. Because it's only by Yid. It says by Yid, they're Michael, but Gentiles are not Michael. The Ma'am said that's quite a Mokamiyan, that they viewed themselves like Yidden.
That's strange.
It's not so strange. They were back there in the beginning of creation.
They're very halos.
But a body.
Well, why wouldn't they have been considered Jews? If you consider an Adam as a Jew, it's only 10 generations. What, they went off the Terah? There was like 27 people.
Off the Derech. Success rate was low in Jewish high schools.
There was no formalized Jews. There were no formalized Jews then.
So why wouldn't they be considered a Jew?
Just the they're not considered anything. There were no classes. Mount Terror was the time when it was clarified that there's two sides of the world. There's us and them. Avraham Avinu was the beginning of that. Avraham Avivri. He stood on one side of the world. Everyone else is on the other side of the world. Until Avram's time, there were there was no class systems. There were no separations.
Well, religious separation.
Correct. Kadosh Baruch Hu imposed separations on the people that built the Migdal Bavel. There were no Amuna separations. But you have a body that's an Evid of a Seichel and Nivdal. That body's Kaddish. And that body died, that's a disappointment. If it's a disappointment, it's Tameh. That's what Tameh is about. Tameh is, we're not supposed to, like Kehanim especially, Kehanim and Nazirim, are not supposed to come in contact with a failed person. A dead body's a failed person. We Chas V'Shalom don't want to formulate any... We don't want to formulate any... we don't want to conceptualize a person based on what we see in a corpse. That's not what a person is supposed to be.
So why would, if somebody died, okay, Shoshan, why would his body be Tameh?
It's not necessarily Tameh. You know, the din is you have to deal with his Tameh, but Kivit Tzadikim. Kivit Tzadikim, there's a Yishami that Kehanim were able to be Metameh for Rabbi Huda Anasi. He was nifter.
But
lacuna, yeah.
Many Kohanim go to the Rebbe's
Kaddish. This is definitely not a halacha shir. Mm-hmm. It's a kivet tzaddikim in a matama. Halacha lemaisa, you can't be samech on it. You cannot be samech on it. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. The din is not in Shulchan Aruch. It's in a Yishalmi. So you can't be samech on the halacha lemaisa. We don't paskin from Agad to Gemaras.
The Rambam bring it down?
No, it's a Gemara. But we could still learn from it. There's Tumah, you know, the Kliyaka talks about why a kohen is allowed to become tamei for his own relatives. Because the Tumah by a dead kohen is not the same. They die differently. They don't die with the Malach HaMavis. But a dead guy, when he was alive, how do you view his body? That's the person. That's dumb. I'm just saying, you know, it's a that's a distortion. You know, he's making his body into what it's not. The body that's an extension of the soul is life. That's life. And when that body ceases to work, seeks to act within this world, that's tragic. But if someone views his body as the whole person and the whole soul, that's nothing. You know, it's like, that's irrelevant. The soul is just, you need the soul because the body will be very boring without it. Yeah, because the body, so then when they're alive, they're dead. So when the guy dies, the dead person dying. So why should it be Tumah? So the laws of Tumah and Tara, a reflection of what a Tzalem Elokim is. Because a Tzalem Elokim that dies is Tumah, and someone that's not a Tzalem Elokim that dies is no Tumah. And like what Jordan is saying, that a guy is not called Adam, he's called Ha-Adam. Why is he called Adam when he learns Tara? Because he's like a Kohen Gadol. So he has a Shaykh to Tzalem Elokim. If he's Megayer, he'll have a total Shaykh, he'll be Adam. If he's not Megayer, he's Ha'adam.
It doesn't matter how they view their body.
It does, but you know, same, any guy that views his body as an extension of his neshama, there's no reason why he wouldn't be Megayer. Geirus is Mila, Svita. It's Kabbalah, Sal Mitzvahs, which is the neshama thing.
What a big deal.
And then it's Mila and Trila. And what's Mila and Trila? Trila is you putting the body under the water when it comes out, totally different.
No, but
what's the difference between before the body goes in the water and afterwards? Because before it goes into the water, the body is that some person. And after it comes out, it's just a tool in the hands of the Sechel Nivdol. That's what Tefillah is all about, and that's Bris Milah. Bris Milah is you're taking the body and you're bonding it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an Eved. You wanted to say something, Yoni?
Yeah, no, I mean that if someone views his body as, I mean, if he believes in an afterlife and believes in, I guess it doesn't really matter if he believes in one God in that case, but why wouldn't that be enough to change how we view his, you know, his body post-mortem, I guess?
If you believe in an afterlife and still think that the body, you know, there's all kinds of beliefs. You could believe.
Let's say he believes in Hashem and he follows the Shavuot of B'nai Noach.
No, the belief of Yishmaelim, the Rambam talks about this in Pirush Mishnayos, they believe in paradise. They believe in Olam Haba. They believe in mitzvahs. They believe in Averis.
So
they
have a munah. The
but the belief in Olam Haba is, you know what the Muslims believe in Olam Haba.
Mm-hmm.
The Rambam says that it's Gashmias. That they believe that they're going to go to paradise, and paradise is going to be filled with all the enjoyments of this world. The only difference between this world and paradise is that in paradise there'll be no aggravation. There'll be only pleasure. But they view Olam Haba as the ultimate physical the banquet. And they've got those 70 Virginians over there. And this is like, I mean, could you imagine? The holy men say it. They're gedolim. The tzaddikim and gedolei hador. Could you imagine? Could you just imagine? Do you know how strange this is? We have one of our gedolim should say, "You live a life of Messias Nafish and Steigeis and Mamish Mekabeis Olamach Shemayim," and then if you do after, you'll have Gilei Arayis afterwards. 70 Gilei Arayis, 70 Virginians. Could you imagine it? And they say it's not embarrassed. Tell them they're gonna have give yourself a kiddushim shemayim, kill yourself, blow yourself up, kiddushim shemayim. And what's the reward gonna be? Gilei Arayis. Right, Gilei Arayis. That's what we're talking about here. That's exactly the opposite. The ikar is the guf, and the guf is gonna be forever. They believe in eternity. But they believe that the Olam Haza is going to be eternal. That's mamash. That's why they're not Adam. That's what the Maral explains elsewhere. And he brings up, he brings a raya from the two prophetic visions. Daniel had a prophetic vision. This prophetic vision, he saw the four nations. Remember, the four nations, they represent the four halakim. You have the kayach b'guf, you have the nefesh, you have the seichel, and then you have the fourth chalak, all three halakim together. And they're parallels to the four nations, and he saw them as animals. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He had a prophetic vision. A figure. An imposing figure. The head of gold. The arms and the torso of silver. Barzel. The lower body of Barzel. And then the Chayshis. Copper. And it's the same vision. It has the same four components. And there's parallels between Daniel's dream and Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Ki elu dal malchias keneged keikas ha'adam. The four kingdoms are parallels to keikas ha'adam. L'kach ha'shara Nebuchadnezzar sachalayim. When Nebuchadnezzar saw the dream, ra abra malchias ela. He saw the four Malkiyas, Shem B'tzuras Adam, they looked human. When Daniel saw them, they looked like beasts. Ke'akas of Amar, Adam Atam, Atam Kriyim, Adam Vein Umas, Kriyim Adam. It's the Gemara, Yivamis, brings this pasuk. Because Malkiyas, Shem B'tzuras Adam, Gam came B'ma, they have B'tzuras Adam. They're called Ha'adam. Ki v'kamer mekayemes nekroim adam. So here's referring to Taisus. This is Rabbein Tam. Al v'hefresh yesh ki tzi Yisrael tzelem alakim yo ikar. The ikar is the tzelem alakim. V'kol tofel etel tzelem. Everything else is secondary. Everything. Ki tzelem hu nivdom an aguf. The tzelem alakim is a havdalah. It's not sunken in, intertwined with the guf. It's a melech, it's a melech over the guf. The king does not mix with the people. Lakaka kol batel etzlo, because the tzelem doesn't mix in with the guf, that's why everything else is secondary to it. All of the halakim are batel. The tzelem, there's not a buddy with the rest of us. Not buddies. You know, the way to help somebody is not to go down to his level. You help somebody by being above and bringing them up to your level. So we have halakim like that. V'leiradu v'chanetzer as a tzelem v'leigof. He saw a gof. V'akras a tzelem oimid b'zav. He saw a tzelem made of gold, v'kesev and silver, v'nechayshas and copper, v'barzel and iron. Ke'umaz yishlam tzelem. She'umutpa v'gashver. They have a tzelem. But it's mutpa. It's imprinted. It's fazunkin in the gashmias. Dvarim v'bechalelu, v'kai lakak v'gashmei dvarim v'chal k'elu zacha v'lakak ro'a tzelem hazeh k'shay yarei shazav, the gold, golden head v'droyei shakesef in the arms of silver, Razav, Vakesav, and Nechesh, Vabarzal, Iker. The Iker is the precious metals. Vatzalam, Batal, Etzlam. The form of a person is Kaddish. Yeah, and he's made up of precious metals. But then, you know, he has eyes and he has a nose. There's Tzuras on him. The form is Kaddish. The form of a person is a parallel between the form of a person and the mitzvahs in the Torah is a parallel between the form of a person and the midas of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The way a person is formed, each and every person is formed, he's a walking Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. If you know what each part of the person stood for, you'd be able to write a Sefer Torah. The Tzelem is Kaddish, and the Nebuchadnezzar saw the Tzelem. In his dream, he saw a tzelem of a person. That means he was seeing something which is way beyond this world. But the tzelem was made of gold and silver and copper and iron. What made up the tzelem? If he saw an image of a head with eyes, so what were the eyes made of? Physical gold. So it means that the tzura is mutpa b'tzelem. That he only sees the form of the eyes and the nose and the ears and the hair and all the chalakim because the medium to form these things are physical things. He didn't see it as a kayak of ra'iyah. You know, in a prophetic vision, a person could see the power of sight. And the Nebuchadnezzar saw a golden eyeball. It's a lower level, see? It's a lower level.
I haven't got any lower level than it was recently.
Kasherah, Daniel, Malchus Yisrael.
Just that one time.
Daniel saw the four beasts coming out of the sea, and then he saw a fifth thing afterwards. He saw Malchus Yisrael. He saw Ruach HaLakim, Rachefes HaPnei HaMayim. He saw the Ur of Melech HaMashiach. He didn't ascribe any physical form to that fifth thing that he saw. Like Guf Klak, he saw something which is like the clouds of heaven. Kibar Anishata. Something like a form of a man. The clouds of the heavens. That means he saw four beasts coming out of the sea, and they look like beasts, physical beasts. And that's the Abba Machuyes. But the form of Melech HaMashiach was heavenly. Ananei Shemaya. Like the clouds of heaven. The reason why he uses the word clouds of heaven is because that's a metaphor. It's something which is in our skies, and you can see them. It's something you can see, but they're not solid.
What's it a metaphor for?
It's a metaphor for something, but if you're a Navi, you know what it is. He saw something without any physicality, and how do you explain that to people who live in a physical world? You take the least physical entity in the world, and you say, this is something like that. So what's the least physical entity in our world that we can see?
Yoni.
It's clouds. Clouds? Laya can rex al maliki. What?
Clouds?
Clouds. You saw like a cloudy form. You saw a cloudy form. So, you know, I'm saying it doesn't mean he saw a cloud, because a cloud is also physical. He's using the word cloudy form. It's a metaphor. Because if you want to describe to people what he saw, the only way you could do it, I saw something which, the best way I could explain is it's like a cloudy form. We hear that, we know what that means. There's no substance.
Is it possible that he saw it that way because it was like that to him also, because he knew that metaphor?
Of course. Yeah, you see, Hashem shows the Neviim through the prism of their soul. So if he was on that level, that's why he saw it that way. Nebuchadnezzar was on the gold and silver level. So he saw what he was. Akash, Rakash, Rah, Nebuchadnezzar, Rasha, Machuyes. When Nebuchadnezzar saw the kingdoms, those royce and Salam, Shazab, Shakesef, Shanachesef, Shabazel. Nisha Eina Talam Iker. You buy a golden statue, it's not the statue, it's the Iker, it's the metal. You take the statue, melt it down, and sell it. It makes the gold and silver interesting. But the form is not the main thing. The precious metals, the metal content is the main thing. Okay.
Thank you so much, Harry. I mean, when I make a beautiful statue, a sculpture,